Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a French-Canadian trader named Pierre Parent. But nobody ever called him anything but Pig's Eye. Pig's Eye Parent. The nickname came about because his one blinded eye was also apparently discolored and misshapen. A contemporary once described Pig's Eye as a coarse, ill-looking, low-browed fellow whose bad eye gave a kind of piggish expression to his sodden, low features. And this remarkable lack of beauty was more than skin deep. What a terrible rascal he was. His conduct was notoriously intemperate, licentious. He was always after the liquor and the ladies. He moved around quite a bit in the 1830s. For a while, he lived in Sault Ste. Marie, then in St. Louis, then in Prairie du Chien. Finally, he traveled north to Mendota. Mendota, you know, was our western frontier back in 1838. The territory would not even be officially organized for more than a decade. There was a fort out there. The surrounding land was under military jurisdiction, but that was it. The army and the handful of white civilian settlers in that area were never on friendly terms, partly because these settlers were largely refugees from Selkirk's Red River Colony, and some of them were French-Canadian drifters, and their grazing horses and their cattle interfered with the soldiers. Their incessant timber harvesting also threatened the fort's fuel supply. But worst of all, the settlers drank a lot. They hooped it up a lot. Finally, a major named Joe Plimpton, who was commandant of the fort, prohibited all civilian tree cutting and construction. Boy, he might as well have served a formal eviction notice. And the most upset settler of all was Pig's Eye Parent. If the army wanted to play rough, Pig's Eye declared to his comrades, then he and the civilians would simply strike out on their own. They would search for favorable site. They'd found their own frontier town. And so that summer, a 60-year-old French-Canadian Moses led his people to the promised land 4 miles away. And the first thing Pig's Eye did was to build himself a tavern by the river. As the settlement became established, that saloon became the town's recreational center. Is it any wonder, then, that the residents named their burgeoning community after their notorious saloon keeper, and thus was born the town of Pig's Eye, Minnesota? In fact, if it had not been for the missionary who arrived in the summer of 1840, Pig's Eye might be known as Pig's Eye to this very day. But you see, that missionary built this little log cabin church on the Pig's Eye waterfront. The self-conscious townsfolk slowly grew civilized. And old Pig's Eye Parent, unrepentant as ever, eventually packed up in disgust and abandoned his namesake. Had he stuck around, surely he would have objected to the suggestion that the town of Pig's Eye be renamed, and this time named after that little log cabin chapel, the Church of St. Paul. But the rapscallion town father left town, and the name of the chapel was adopted, and that is the only reason why Pig's Eye is no longer the name of the capital of the state of Minnesota. And now you know the rest of the story.